Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Mate Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. All right, ad-libbing. Oh, that can be a pain if you don't know how to do it. We'll talk about that after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ad-libbing. I tend to do a lot of ad-libbing, flying by the seat of my pants, pulling something out of my butt, shooting from the hip, whatever you want to call it, because I only prep so much. I can only stand to prep so much. You know, if I get a good idea for a game, I get a couple of scenes in my head that may work and may be an ending, I will sit there and prep it and write it down. If I have a campaign world, I will use that. If I have a module, I will read it and jot down notes and basically condense the module to and bend it to my will so it would fit in the game. So that's the kind of thing you got to do. I mean, everybody should learn how to think on their feet. I mean, I do a lot of thinking on my feet because I have to. You have to, because you got like 4 to 6 players staring back at you going, well, what happens? Well, what are you doing? We're doing this. What happens? And if you ain't got it in your notes, then you have to ad lib. One of the things I like to do, and maybe, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm a masochist. Sometimes I feel like a masochist because I will throw myself, I don't have to wait for the players to throw me a curveball. I'll do it to myself. I will put myself on the spot. Because to me, it helps, you know, with my experience in GMing, and it's exciting. It's exciting to me because I know the players are going to bring their spin to it, and you know, between the ad lib and their spin on it, something magical happens as far as I'm concerned. So that's why I said I only prep so much. They say you should prep an hour for every hour you play. Well, I find that a little unrealistic. Especially when I can understand where like people like me, you know, adults, you know, older adults, they have to parcel out their free time. And if they're gaming regularly, that's one of the things they have to do. Okay, fine. So prep. One hour to 1 hour is fine. If you got the time, you want to do it. Now I got all the time in the world. Okay. I got plenty of time. I just don't like to do it. One, I'm lazy. And two, if I leave things go and I just have a general idea of what I'm doing, that keeps me on my toes and it makes it exciting to me. I also got to take into effect that I'm in my 60s and right now as of this recording. And so I got to like, do I have the energy for this? Which is why I don't run champions anymore. Because it's a tiring game. It really is. But anyway, like I said, I love ad-libbing, flying by the seat of your pants, whatever you want to call it. And so I've reduced it down in my head. And this is also associates with the last few episodes I did on brain lock. Because it gets you out of brain lock. If you put yourself... See, to me, if I put myself on the spot, it gets me out of brain lock. Because I got to come up with something like that. And when I say like that, I mean, like in 10 to 15 minutes, not always like ba-boom, because there are certain points in the game. There are certain things in the game where I just got to go, let's take a break, and then spend the next 10 to 15 minutes going, okay. But still, that's not much time. Okay. So I can come up with something, you know, in my head in 10 to 15 minutes to keep the game going. And that's the whole point. Keep the game going. That's what you have to do. And players help you with that, of course. But you've got to do your due diligence too. So I sit there and go, okay, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And then when they come back, okay, now you were doing this, fine. This is how it plays out. Okay, to do that, say they go to a place that you didn't expect, or talk to a person, NPC you didn't expect them to, or something like that. Or maybe they try and make an end run around the whole plot and, you know, solve it that way. And I'm the kind of GM who will not, like, get mad at that or try and discourage them a lot. Maybe a little, because, you know, if they want to do that kind of game, okay, fine, we can do that, but, you know, I'm not going to hand it to you. You know, you're going to work for it. Because, you know, that's part of the game. And so, you know, you've got these things that happen. Okay, fine. Think in your head of the 5 W's. Who, what, when, where, why. And sometimes you don't even need all 5. Sometimes you need just who, what, where. You know when, because it's going to happen when they get back. And why, later. You can hook it up to the plot. If you need to hook it up to whatever plot you got going, later. You know, just have it happen. There's nothing wrong with a little mystery in the game. You know, there's nothing wrong with keeping the players guessing. I mean, that's, you know, that's all part and parcel of being a GM. And they will find out later. Maybe not right later like that session, but what I love is things that happen that they just can't figure out. And you don't tell them. But you don't tell them because you haven't figured it out yourself. And it's just great, because then afterwards you're going, okay, they did this. Why did they do this? And then you figure out how to hook it up into the campaign. That, to me, is fun prep. That's the fun part of prep. Because they give you something to chew on, and it's basically making lemonade out of lemons. You know, they hand you lemons, you make lemonade. Boom. You know, so that's, like I said, who, what, when, where, why. And just, you know, take a few of them. Because what you're doing, you're not trying to develop the storyline or anything like that. You're just trying to keep the game going until you guys say, okay, see you next week, or whatever you want to do. That's the whole point of the thing. So, who, what, when, where, why? Who, this NPC who is a stagecoach driver? What? The stagecoach, for some reason, is haunted. I don't know why I came up with that, but is haunted. Okay. Where? In their town. Or just, better yet, just outside of town. Say in a rough part near the forest, but not quite in there yet. And I would do a when with that too, because I would like to make it at night. They're traveling at night. Say they were doing that anyway. Say they were walking. They weren't even traveling in the stagecoach. They were walking, and the coach comes up. You know, comes up, and I'll do stuff like, you see these specters on top of the coach, and you see the coach driver trying to, you know, he's got a cross and all this other stuff. He's trying to fight off these undead, you know, specters and other things like ghouls and stuff. And he's driving along, and it's like, oh man, we better go help him. You hope. You never know what players are going to do. Oh man, we better help him. And boom. Okay. It's off and running. You know, this may have been right at the start of the session where you really didn't, you had something planned, but this is better. And you always got, okay, as a GM, you always got to think whatever the players hand you, 9 times out of 10 will be better than what you planned. 9 times out of 10, because you can link it to stuff, you can extrapolate on the stuff, and they will extrapolate on it after they start doing it. Always listen to your players. But of course, you're a GM. You know that. You listen to your players. So, okay, they're off and running. I told this before. I did a Swords and Wizardry game where they started out in the tavern again, but one of the characters decided to step out in the alley, the side door, to get a breath of fresh air, smoke his pipe, or whatever. And in the alley, all of a sudden, an owlbear runs down the alley, followed by 3 or 4 guys who were trying to chase it. And I had kind of a vague thing in my mind what I wanted to do with it, but it was one of those, hey, look, what are you going to do? Oh, I'm going to follow him. I'm going to run after him. And it turns out they're circus people who part of their menagerie was an owlbear, and it got out. They were traveling to another spot, and they got out. And it got out, and so they were chasing it. It ran into the forest. Next thing, all the characters are in the forest, and then we're going off of that. We're dealing with the elves, and got a temple, and da 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 da. Had to deal with some bugbears on the way, and you know they had a really good time. And all it was an owlbear runs down. Owlbear's running down an alley with the guys chasing him. That's it. That's all I had. It was who the guys, what the owlbear, and when it happened right then. Boom. There. You got something going. Extrapolate from that and have fun. All right. I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, get hold of me at oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail at Spotify for Podcasters. Hey, I got it right this time. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. And if you want to do a single donation, Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Sars, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you, guys. For other good podcasts, we have Dan Gregg's The Young, Y-U-N-G, Young Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Pinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.